eyes rehearsed on her face. And I guess that I can learn how to live with the ghost as long as one of my returns is the peace that we're given some more time someday.
What's going on, y'all? This is Isaac from New Translations, and you are listening to WONY, evading noise violations since 1962. Oh, yeah.
I was 11 years old at my first national championships. I fell I don't know how many times.
Michelle Kwan is the most decorated figure skater in U.S. history.
But I had a dream. My dream came true because I dedicated myself.
Dedication made Michelle Kwan a champion.
I was passionate about something, and I made sure that I worked hard for it.
And dedication can make your dreams a reality.
Whatever your dream and goals are, they can come true.
Dedication is in you. Now pass it on from PassItOn.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Friday, April 18th, there's an Easter egg hunt from 1 to 2:30 over at River Street Baptist Church. On Saturday, April 19th, there's a quiet cat cafe starting at 12 p.m. at the Huntington Memorial Library. Also happening Saturday, the BSU Gala Streams of Melanin will be happening at 6 p.m. at the Hunt Union's Ballroom. Sunday, April 20th, stay warm and tune into WONY 90.9 FM. Enjoy Easter with family and friends. This weekend's average is around 65. You should expect rain on Saturday. Music-related news this weekend.
Check out the India Project Mamalarkey with their new upbeat and groovy track, Won't Give Up. The Jiver Era's new record, Obsession, is out now. Take a listen to their new hit single, The Weeknd. If you like French dream pop, check out Rozier with their new single, Pontois. The groovy, upbeat, and chaotic alternative group, OK Go, is back with their new record. Take a listen to their single, Love. Panchico giving similar vibes with their new alternative upbeat track, Honeycomb. Pulp has released their new record after 24 years. Check out their new single, Spike Island. And lastly, if you're still in your Charlie XCX era, you will love Yule's new single, Evangelic Girl is a Gun.
This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great weekend and keep it locked.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, and this is the Stuck in Traffic, our pop hour. Keep it locked.
Yo, I ain't stuck in traffic, yo. Ain't no stuck in traffic over here, no. It's 8:02, Taco Tuesday morning, April 22nd. So let's see, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 total days of classes left here at Great SUNY Oneonta. We're rocking and rolling, keeping it moving. This is DJ Nos for Mark II coming in live here, spinning vinyl, What's in Your Pocket. I wasn't here yesterday. For those of you who tuned in and were expecting my fine voice, I'm sorry. I had to go pick my son up near Fredonia. He was away last week at his grandparents' house having a good old time. And, well, we got some crazy stuff going on this week. Funny thing happened on the way to the forum. That opens, does it open then? I don't know. I'm looking at it right now. It says Thursday, April 24th, 7:30 p.m. in Goodrich Theater. I'm looking at Campus Connect here because I know we got something crazy coming on this weekend. I believe O-Fest is this weekend with Neon Trees. I'm taking a look right now to see if I can find that. Campus Connection's actually pretty awesome. They have a lot of stuff going on in all of the events on here. Yeah, funny thing happened the way the forum is going on. This O-Fest is, yeah, this weekend in the quad. Everything's starting at like, looks like 12 p.m. or so fest. 12 p.m. 1 p.m. Saturday. O-Fest 25 Fair in the quad. 1 p.m. Saturday, April 26th. And then the concert featuring Neon Trees is at 7 p.m. in the Doer Arena. So, yeah, looking forward to a fun weekend of that. I'm DJing, actually, as DJ Nosfer Mark II at Kano this weekend on Friday night from 7 to 10 p.m. for an 80s party. So if you're looking for something fun to do Friday night as well, come on down to Kano, the arts organization on Ford Ave and Oneonta, and come dance to some 80s tunes and support our local arts organization. We're going to start off with the theme for A Fistful of Dollars. All right, Hot Legs. Amazing. Rod Stewart. It's awesome. We started off with the theme from Fistful of Dollars. There, we got some Hot Legs, Rod Stewart. And here's the joke of the day. Where do most horses live? And the answer's not like a barn, even though that's where they do live. But it's a funny joke, so you got to think about this a little bit. Where do most horses live? Or maybe we could say, where would most horses like to live? That's probably better, although I don't even know what a horse likes. It probably likes love and hay and carrots and those stereotypical things. But it let's just change the joke to, where would most horses like to live? All right. You ready for some cake? Italian leather sofa.
a serrated edge that she moves back and forth. It's such a simple machine, she doesn't have to use force. When she gets what she wants, she puts the rest on a tray in a Ziploc bag. She's got a serrated edge that she moves back and forth. It's such a simple machine, she doesn't have to use force. When she gets what she wants, she puts the rest on a tray in a Ziploc bag in the freezer. Doesn't care whether or not he's an island. Oh, no. She doesn't care just as long as his ship's coming in. Silk dress and healthy breasts that bounce on his Italian leather sofa. Thank you.
the great John Coltrane. Saida's song, Flute, from Giant Steps. 1959, I think, right? Was this 1959? I believe so. Trying to remember all the years of all the albums. Anyways, this is a fantastic, was a fantastic jazz album. When it came out, it still is. Groundbreaking. Absolutely amazing. Before that, Italian Leather Sofa by Cake. So, where do most horses want to live? It's easy. Neighborhoods. Neighborhoods. Sorry, not sorry. Sorry, not sorry. Okay, we're going to listen to some Faith No More here. Take this bottle. Some news I heard recently. Mike Patton, although he, after a massive mental breakdown, I guess, or just not being able to deal, he had some problems, became, I guess, healthy, and he's been playing with not Faith No More. Mr. Bungle, he's been doing some stuff with Mr. Bungle, but it looks like Faith No More possibly might not play again, which is extremely sad to me. Out of all the Mike Patton projects, I do love Bungle, but Faith No More is definitely my favorite, and I saw them many times, and I hope that they do come back for one final run, because that whole band is amazing, and I would love to see them again. Anyways, here's Take This Bottle. King for a Day, Fool for a Lifetime.
I
continuing our quest to play all of the Well-Tempered Clavier, Book 1 by Glenn Gould. Well, written by J.S. Bach, played by Glenn Gould, which is one of the definitive versions of it, I think. Anyways, that was the Prelude and Fugue in F-sharp minor. Getting there, almost through all those notes. Yeah, hopefully everybody's having a great day today. Taco Tuesday, 8:38. April 22nd, DJ Nosferatu, Mort's in your pocket, coming in hot, Wony 90.9 FM, keeping it locked in the basement of Hunt Union, home of Red Dragon Radio. 11 days of classes left. We got OFAS coming up this weekend with Neon Trees. They're good, right? I think so. I remember like two songs. Want to listen to some Waylon Jennings? Tonight the Bottle Let Me Down. As it always does.
Alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp. I turn my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light, it split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never shared. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. That you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. An echo. Silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls.
Oh, Simon and Garfunkel. So I got to see Paul Simon on his last tour ever. And it was in Corona, you know, where he grew up in the park there. And it was pretty amazing. He played for a couple hours. Absolutely incredible. I was hoping the Funkel would come out and he would have him, but so lame. That did not happen. But he ended the entire show by himself playing that song, The Sound of Silence. It was crazy. It was nuts. There's thousands and thousands of people, nobody making a noise. It, totally insane. It would have been awesome if the Funko was there. But, you know, whatever. They can have their beef and be grumpy, grumpy, grumpy. With that being said, you're going to play some Joel, Billy Joel, because I picked up Glass Houses this weekend. I was talking to somebody online last night about Billy Joel. And how I'm not really a fan of the Joel. I think Billy Joel's an amazing musician, an amazing songwriter, and wrote some good songs. But I'm not obsessed with him like so many people are. I don't know why I don't really like him that much. I respect him and so forth. I always find that the Joel does his thing in multiple genres, but it's very, it is what it is. So you either like it or you really don't for the most part. But those middle albums, was it 57th Street, The Stranger, Turnstile, Glass Houses, those albums are generally regarded as like the meat and potatoes middle period there, which is pretty good. I guess then the one after that, which would be like Uptown Girl, like that kind of era stuff. Mid-80s, early 80s, when he was married to Christie Brinkley. I don't know. Anyways, you may be right. I actually do kind of like this song. And this Glass House is a pretty, it's a rockin' album. It's a rockin'.
Change. it's true that it's all because of you, and you wouldn't want me any other.
Got me a telephone call from Istanbul, the great Tom Waits, Frankie's Wild Years. Great album. DJ Nos from Mark II going to be signing off here in a minute. I'm going to leave you some Lead Belly. Keep your hands off her. We got Andrew Bottomley coming up next here at 9 a.m. Hope everybody's doing great on Taco Tuesday. I hope you eat a lot of tacos. I hope you're staying healthy and hitting the books for the last 11 days of school. But don't forget to have some fun because college is all about that. Yo, Lead Belly, signing off. What's in your pocket? Wony 90.9 FM, Basement Hunt, Unihome, Red Jacket Radio. Keeping it locked. Y'all see you tomorrow morning for Hump Day.
Walking on the soy boiling. And keep your hands over. 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 You hear what I say? You know she don't belong to you. Her name is Josie, she ain't so nosy. Her name is Josie, and she ain't so nosy, but boy, she's so cozy. Keep your hands off, keep your hands off, keep your hands off, keep your hands off, keep your hands off. You hear what I say, you know she don't belong to you. And she's built up straight. She's a heavy hipped mama. And she built up straight. She's a heavy hipped mama and she built up straight. She got just what it takes. And keep your hands off. 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 You hear what I say? You know she don't belong to you.
Some things we 90.9 FM WONY Oneonta with Devin from Youth Forever.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events.